T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
It's another week, and have no fear, I'm Steve Kaczynski back with you on this edition of PDGA Radio for the week of May 12th, 2008. Coming up this week, I've got the newest Microtel Award winner, news on the looming election deadlines, results from this past weekend, and a look ahead at this next weekend's schedule, including the national tour stop in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Those stories, along with your PDGA news, all coming up on this edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you by Innova, the PDGA Store, the International Disc Golf Center, and Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first-run driver, and you love it, and then you lose it, but you go to replace it, and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Getting things going this week on PDGA Radio with a quick recap of this past weekend's tournament action throughout the disc golf world, where the schedule saw a slightly smaller than usual number of sanctioned tournaments due to the Mother's Day holiday being celebrated by many this past Sunday. However, there were still 21 events, including an A-tier in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's the Carolina Clash, and there it was, Brian Schweberger apparently running away with it over the final two rounds, shooting an unofficially rated 1077 second round. He follows that up with a 1075 rated third round. That one was seven shots better than anyone else in the field. He ends up winning by nine over Michael Johansson. Barry Schultz and Matt Peckham tied for third, 16 throws behind Schwebe. Brian McCree threw 1025 average golf to win the Masters division by four over Stan McDaniel. Elsewhere, Wisconsin local Jack Mickelson beat out Minnesota's Cale Laviska to win the Tower Ridge Open in Eau Claire. Jackie Logan won in a playoff over Trevor Demlow in Tennessee. Eric McCabe won the Mighty Mo in Kansas City. Steve Rico won in California. Mike Moser won in Pennsylvania. Kevin McCoy won again in Georgia. And Jeff Bennett got a win in Michigan at the Sasquatch Open. PDGA Radio continues with this week's 60-Second Clinic, focusing on how to run a successful tournament. It's from my conversation with Wayne Forrest, the tournament director for this year's Greater Tulsa Open, a PDGA National Tour event. Wayne starts off by giving one simple, well-known tip for tournament directors for running a successful and popular tournament.
These people, every one of them, and these bodies involved, in my mind, and as I've seen it happen again and again, what they do is they run the kind of tournament that they would want to play in. See, they put it in that regard. They said that they'll go smooth and by the numbers and be on time because that's the way they would want it if they travel to an event or play one in their town. So, treating it and going at it from that angle, the fact that they'll run the thing as though they wanted to play in it, is some supreme effort, and it really comes out well.
Wayne continues explaining how a great behind-the-scenes team of volunteers is also important for keeping things running smoothly.
Knowing, as I do too, the bodies that are behind and that support every one of our efforts. We team up on this thing. We get a staff assembled to cover every angle and be there for any questions, but it can be just one of the smoothest, neatest things. It's not magic. It's just It's well structured and well set up, and then these are good, good people. The people behind the scenes, and we sure give them kudos, but and they're just as much welcome and glad to do it because of, you know, that they love this recreation as well, and they've got a real thing for it, so they jump out there and they donate in all their time and efforts this way, and they're glad to do it, as I am myself. So, you know, we're just real keen on the fact that between this tournament, these players will be attending. These will be our guests for a few days here, and we sure want to, you know, show them the best time possible.
That's this week's 60-Second Clinic with tips on running a popular and successful disc golf tournament. Coming up, it's last call for election nominations, and we have a new winner for the MicroTel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award to tell you all about. It's all right here, next, on PDGA Radio. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. It's news time on PDGA Radio, and the May 15th deadline for submitting your candidacy for the PDGA Board of Directors or the state or provincial coordinator positions is fast approaching, sometimes maybe even behind you if you're a late listener. Shame on you. But members who are interested in volunteering their time to serve in one of these very important elected positions are encouraged to contact the PDGA office as soon as possible to announce your candidacy and submit a platform statement. The official voting takes place from June 1st through July 31st with the elected candidates assuming office as of September 1st of this year. The 2008 PDGA election will again be held online with members casting their ballots at campus-vote.com. During the first week of June, all current members that the PDGA has an email address on file for will receive an email from Campus Vote with the online election instructions, including your ballot passcode. All members whose email then bounces back or don't have an email address on file will get a postcard from Campus Vote with the online instructions and passcode. And then on July 10th, if you haven't voted yet and you have an email address on file, you'll get a friendly little reminder to get on there and vote before the end of July. And if you don't have access to a computer, you need a postcard, you want to mail in the ballot like you used to do all the time, well, just contact the PDGA office by July 10th. Let them know you want the postcard ballot, and they'll be more than happy to send one out for you. Well, the newest recipient of the MicroTel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award is none other than Mike Norris, PDGA number 17390. Mike is the definition of a true volunteer who does his work because he truly loves disc golf. As the current president of the Raleigh Area Disc League, Mike has maintained the club as a first-class organization by running monthlies, doubles, making disc orders, and doing all the necessary work that no one else is seemingly willing to do. Mike handles registration for all events, volunteers his time to do scoring for the local events as well, also responsible for managing the North Carolina Points Series and maintaining that website as a service to the players in North Carolina. Last year, Mike went well above and beyond the call of duty when he set up online registration for an event 4.5 hours away in Charleston, South Carolina, just so that tournament would run smoother. He often jokes that the best way for him to warm up for a tournament is to open up an Excel spreadsheet, because that's what he's usually busy doing. But perhaps Mike is best known for his ongoing work at the United States Disc Golf Championships, where he takes a week off from work every year to volunteer his time to help with that event. As one of the innovators behind the famous DOTS technology at the USDGC, Mike has also helped transform the way that people at home are able to follow the tournament action online. So for his many contributions to the promotion and growth of the sport of disc golf, Mike Norris is this week's Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award winner.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
The PDGA National Tour rolls into Tulsa, Oklahoma this weekend, May 17th and 18th for the Greater Tulsa Open, with Wayne Forrest as its tournament director. Most of the top pros are expected to be there to battle over the famed Mohawk courses, which Wayne promises will still be a challenge to the players despite receiving some heavy damage over the past few months due to an ice storm and heavy rains.
Between last winter and late January, this whole area here took a hard, hard ice storm. I mean, anywhere it was heavily wooded looked like a war zone. There were just big trees knocked over, busted down, in areas that you used to be able to traverse and walk through parks and areas were no longer. You couldn't get into them at all. But between a lot of efforts, thousands of man hours by volunteers around here, and then again with the city parks involved and some good friends from out of town, Jim Taylor, Paul Huska, bringing big equipment. Now, these guys have the big bulldozers and the serious stuff. We've been at this thing, Steve, for months at Mohawk. Mohawk is a heavily wooded course, and there goes the challenge. I mean, the fact is it's a great course. It's got all the variety. It's a stroke-eating course, and this is where you really want these top players and where they want to be able to test their mettle and get out there and, you know, jockey their scores back and forth and get into position. And so we've been renovating course and fixing and trimming. Now, there's been some heavy torrential rains, I think, here in Tulsa alone, where maybe 3 inches over our average. But it's been a double-headed thing there, because here was these debris piles and stuff that were clogging some normally little low-lying drainage ditches. Now those things were swelling out into lagoons and, you know, shallow little ponds almost where fairways and holes used to be. So, talk about Mulch City. We're working at every angle we can think of, and we've got great volunteers and people just pouring in times and efforts. So it's been a superior effort by a lot of people. I'd like to point out three of them, too. I probably could call them like DDC, Dave, Dave, and Chris. But between David Wise and David Zaccone and Chris Wagle, manhandling Mohawk from every avenue, grabbing at volunteers, getting things going, this kind of a tournament just couldn't happen without those kind of efforts. We wouldn't have near any kind of a course to play on. So those guys are pure heroes, bar none, capital H.
Despite the bad weather, the courses should still definitely provide the players a great test of both their preparation, skill, and mental attitude.
Mohawk is there's a Blackhawk course that's really heavily wooded and into areas, water holes and such. And then there's a Redhawk course that's a little more open. They can get out there and punch some big drives out. If they've got the arm for a 400 to 700 foot drive, they've a couple of holes that would demand that. But then again, it's there's a little more OB out there, so they fall into that risk reward category. But it's a well designed course. Kevin McCoy had set up some years ago after David Zaccone, on his whims and vision years ago, got that plot of land, got allowances done, and Kevin came and set this thing up, and he's really got some great holes in there. Just hole after hole that'll test you. Do you think you're going to be able to plant your little 300 to 400 foot birdie down there and miss enough of the rough to get it done? It's all those kind of holes. It'll just sneak up on you, though. You'll have a big score before you know it, or you get out there and have a sterling round and really make some hay. But Darian, Steve, though, is exactly what we've got set up. The pros, the NT tournament itself is all set up for Mohawk. There's a round on the Blackhawk course, which would be by the tee signs a par of 62. There's a round on the Red Hawk course, which would be a par of 60. And then there's on Sunday for the final round, goes off by tee times, there's the Mohawk Judge, which is all of black, and then the worst holes of Red Hawk. It's it winds up being like 11,800 feet, par 96. There you go, huh?
Online pre-registration for the National Tour event closed on Monday, but Wayne says he can still accept players. They will just need to contact him personally.
As it now looks, and if there are people on the road, I mean, it's never been our intention that we're going to turn people away, but the fact is there's been some conversation about that and such. They should know better that we're just not going to not have them get themselves entered when they're, but I'm looking to probably, next week will be busy, but over at our host hotel in town here, Microtel, and knowing that most of them are hubbing in there and staying there, I think I'll set myself up some half hour in the evening, Wednesday evening, and still get some late entries in there. There's no extra fees on that. We're not looking to do anything like that, but you sure don't want to spurn anybody away.
Registration for the amateurs will end Friday night at the Fly Mart for their accompanying A-tier event. They will play two rounds on Saturday and one round Sunday morning. That should allow them the time and opportunity to go and watch the pros finish playing in their event.
Which set it up and staged it to the extent that they will have already had, one of the flights will have already had their awards done and the whole tournament wrapped up early enough Sunday. And the other part of it, the gold flight, will actually be out at Mohawk for their final round on red while the pros are taking these staged tee times and rolling every 8 to 10 minutes. End of the course goes another group of those pros. Now later they'll surface out, they'll pop out of the black course, hole 18, and step right over to the red course. By that time, all the other AMs in town are done. And as you know, that should be quite a flurry of bodies feeding spectators over there besides any other non-disc golfers or players that weren't playing at all. All the players now start swelling over there because this is what they're looking for. And I agree totally. If I wasn't involved in it, this is just what I would want to do too, grab my drink, grab my stool or chair, and get myself comfortable in some shade, be a non-factor, be quiet, but I would sure want to get out there and try to watch some of these players and their talents going at that course. That's really what it's all about. So
I hope to have full results along with interviews and reactions from the Tulsa Open on next week's program. My thanks again to Wayne Forrest for joining me last weekend as we got a preview on what should be another great National Tour event. If you would like more information about this year's Greater Tulsa Open, you can visit TulsaDiscSports.org or check out the PDGA schedule on PDGA.com. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of Disc Golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month.
Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
We'll wrap up this week's program with a quick look at the latest update for the season's money and points leaders, which is through May 9th. Kansas's Eric McCabe continues to lead both the points and money standings for the pro men with more than $6,400 so far this year in tournament winnings. David Feldberg is in second place, about $300 behind. And behind her, three straight national tour wins so far this season, Valerie Jenkins leads the women's money standings with about $3,500, more than $1,000 ahead of Des Redding. Jeremy Rusko leads the points race for the amateurs with more than 4,100 points in his five events so far this season. And now taking a look at this upcoming weekend's PDGA tournament schedule, it should leave you with numerous options to work on your money or point standings. As I counted 37 separate events throughout the world, including this season's fourth national tour stop. It's in Tulsa, along with the A-tier for the amateurs there. Also events in Japan, Denmark, Belgium, France, two of them in Finland, and in the States, among others. You can play or watch the Greater Milwaukee Open, the Hall of Chains Classic in Canton, Ohio, the Rabbit Run in Vadito, New Mexico. And hey, also a reminder that the national tour will continue May 30th with the Minnesota Majestic. Then the next weekend, it's in Kansas City for the Wide Open. And don't forget also the Japan Open coming up June 12th through the 14th. I'll have full coverage and results from Tulsa along with a whole lot more back here next week. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio, reminding you to now go to pdga.com/DGAwards or click on the Microtel logo on the front page and nominate someone you know to be the next Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award winner. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.